Now I will ask Jane to introduce our final set of news stories.
We now have a very diverse group of stories from this week's evening news. We start with two doggy tales. A new scheme has been launched in Norwich to help dog owners plan days out. A Norwich couple have been convicted because their dogs bark too much. 750 times in one recorded 55-minute period. The neighbours were going barking mad. If you want to get away from the neighbours, you can now visit the Lotus Factory and can even drive the new Lotus Emira. The BBC have decided to merge the Norwich and Cambridge Look East shows. There are complaints from Cambridge, as it seems that Look East will now only be broadcast from the Forum in Norwich. We will finish this week on an even more cheerful note, because pupils at an independent school have raised thousands of pounds to support the people of Ukraine. But first, let's hear from David with the first of our doggy tales.
A Norwich business dedicated to all things dog has started a new initiative which will give local dog owners all the information they need to better plan their days out. Tom and Toto started out as a dog walking business in the heart of the city. After years of searching for the perfect location, the company was able to open up its very own luxury doggy daycare in the old farmhouse at White House Farm, where recent success has meant they needed to expand. Sarah Wright, owner of Tom and Toto, said, "Our plan is to verify dog-friendly businesses." Sarah plans to do this by displaying stickers in windows and have an interactive online map which will detail whether dogs are welcome inside or outside of the venue.
A couple have been accused of breaching criminal behaviour orders, limiting the number of dogs they can keep at home. Michael and Irene Gant, 79 and 77, of Weston Road, Norwich, were convicted over their dogs, which posed a noise nuisance to neighbours. The animals were recorded barking 750 times in just 55 minutes on one evening alone. The couple were handed three-year criminal orders in December 2020, limiting them to keeping just four of their whippets at a time and not breeding puppies at home. But both are now accused of breaching the order by having more than four dogs on their property on three separate occasions. Mr. Gant is also accused of not allowing a council public protection officer to carry out an inspection in breach of the order on September the 21st last year. Appearing at Norwich Magistrates Court, both were given unconditional bail to stand trial on July the 28th.
A newly launched driving experience is sure to make visitors feel like a Formula One winner. Norfolk-based car manufacturer Lotus is opening its doors for the first time in 5 years to offer a driving academy and factory tours. The newly opened Lotus Driving Academy will allow visitors to drive the new Emira sports car on the full 2.2-mile Hethel test track with tuition from Lotus experts. Lotus is also restarting its factory tours for the first time since 2017, after a £100 million upgrade. Visitors will walk through the old factory where the Elise, Exige and Evora were built, before moving on to see the production of the new Emira. Regular factory tours will be from Monday to Thursday every week at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. They can be booked online now.
The BBC plans to end its Cambridge version of regional news programme of Look East and merge with the Norwich edition. The move is part of a major overhaul of BBC services. Director General Tim Davey made the announcement to staff with news that 1,000 jobs will be cut across the corporation. The move has been described as a bid to become a digital-first BBC, and that it was necessary to continue to provide great value for all. It currently broadcasts two versions of Look East programme, one from Cambridge and one from its studio in Norwich at the Forum. The changes are part of a wider shake-up of its regional news output, which also includes moving its CBBC and BBC 4 channels to online only on iPlayer. Mr. Davey told staff, "They want us to keep the BBC relevant and fight for something that in 2022 is more important than ever. To do that, we need to evolve faster and embrace the huge shifts in the market around us." The news comes off the back of BBC needing to save £285 million in response to the Culture Secretary's announcement in January that the licence fee will be frozen at £159 for the next 2 years.
Pupils at an independent school in Norwich have rallied to raise thousands of pounds to support the people of war-torn Ukraine. Town Close School in Norwich challenged its pupils to cover 5 kilometres in any way they could, with the goal of raising £5,000 as a school in total. Children were allowed to do an activity of their choice in exchange for a £5 donation, with families digging in deep to support the cause. While some selected more orthodox activities, such as running, cycling and swimming, others opted for more surprising ways of completing their 5K challenges, including roller skating, roller coaster riding, and even a walk with an elephant. Of the thousands of pounds raised by the school's children, more than 3,000 was donated to the Ukraine Appeal, which is run by our sister paper, the EDP, and is raising funds for the Disasters Emergency Committee. EDP editor David Powell said, "It's fantastic that the children of Town Close and their families have got behind us and raised such a terrific amount, taking the appeal beyond the £15,000 mark. Thank you all."